You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
Yes, Mr. Larry Norman, the godfather of Jesus Rock. We had a good chat with him, was it last year, I think? About an hour and a half interview. There's a guy who has had a huge influence on so much of the Jesus music out there. Unfortunately, he hasn't had more influence because there's still a lot of shoddy stuff out there, let me tell you. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, folks. This is the Drew Marshall Show Christmas special, and we've just had a great conversation a while ago there with Gavin McLeod, Captain Steubing from the Love Boat, Murray Slaughter from Mary Tyler Moore, and John Schneider, of course, Superman's dad on Smallville, and Dukes of Hazzard. And Tony Orlando went missing. I don't know what happened to Tony. Hopefully he's okay. Sometimes, I remember one time I got kind of bugged that a guest didn't phone in, and turned out there was something. Oh, they were sick or something like that. Oh, it was Kay Arthur. That was it. And I felt so bad about being bugged at them. Anyway, joining us now on the show, Taylor the Agnostic and Sabrina the Pagan. Those names will stick with us forever, folks. These guys, if you haven't been to their to our website, you got to go to drewmarshall.ca, go to the blog, and you can read all of their writings. They just did a tremendous job. We went to, guys, where did we go? What was all the stuff we went to again? What was that? Well, let me ask Taylor, what was your highlight of the whole thing? What are the churches again? We went to Orangeville Baptist.
Yep.
What was after Orangeville Baptist?
The Meeting House.
The Meeting House?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then after that, we went to Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship, I think?
Yep.
Right.
And then it was the Sanctuary after that.
Was it the Sanctuary after that? Okay, and then we went to the Prayer Palace. That was our last one,
yeah,
was
that
it?
That was the big blowout, yeah.
That was when they set the carpet on fire with the indoor fireworks.
Right.
That was fun. But, Sabrina, we went to a couple of other extravaganzas. You remember the other big events we went to?
Yeah, we went to Joel Osteen and Benny Hinn at the ACC.
Yeah.
And Heaven's Rehearsal.
Right.
As well, which was the last one we went to.
Isn't that amazing, huh? We covered a lot of turf.
We did. We sort of ran the gamut of the whole evangelical thing.
It was fun. It was fun.
And, oh, it was.
And again, in front of everybody, thank you very, very much for putting your hand up for this one. You weren't quite sure what you were getting into, and Taylor, some of the stuff you came out with online, absolutely classic material.
Definitely.
Taylor, what are you doing these days, man? You're still in Brainiac School, college out there, and wherever the
yep.
heck you are?
Yep, just finished first semester of my fourth year university a couple days ago. Wrote my last exams, and now we're on Christmas vacation mode.
And overall, Taylor, let's be a little honest here. How's the year been for you? There's been some ups and downs, yes?
2007, to be honest, has probably been one of the lower years of my existence. So,
wow.
Yeah, it seems that things just kind of pile on as, you know, it seems that they do. So,
you know, I really hope that, I don't know, I don't understand God's working, but I really hope that, you know, you getting involved with me didn't turn, you know, that wasn't a result of the year being the year from hell, so to speak.
Oh, no, not at all. If anything, it's one of the lights that I pull out of the last little bit.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Whew. I'm glad I'm out of that one.
For sure.
And Sabrina, what's been going on with you lately?
You know, like Taylor, just been, I finished school at the end of November, so I've had a month of just working straight, and, you know, it's been nice to have the break, but I'm looking forward to going back to it.
Nice, nice. And what have you been learning at school, Sabrina?
Well, I take French studies, so I've been studying Quebecois theater and a bit of Molière, and doing some grammar, lots of grammar.
Right. So je m'appelle fromage is not a good. That's not good, right?
Je m'appelle fromage. No, no, that's right up there with ich bin ein Berliner.
Yeah, that's right. My name is cheese. Sabrina, I guess overall I want to ask you, and Taylor, we're going to ask you this in a second as well, but what were you sort of left with now that some time has passed after the Five Churches experiment? What has sort of percolated to the surface about all of that?
Well, it's really funny because I guess it was about 2-3 weeks ago, it popped up in my email inbox that there was another comment on one of my blogs. So I went and I looked at it and I found myself rereading them and thinking about it. So kind of coincidental you called a few weeks later to ask those questions. I mean, I think it was a really, really enlightening experience. You know, having thought about it more and more, it was one of the higher points of the year, and I really enjoyed it. And, you know, it gave me a lot of room for reflection.
That's good. I'm glad that that it happened like that. You know, it's funny. Every once in a while, I'll get people say to me, "Hey, how are Taylor and Sabrina? How are Taylor and Sabrina?" And you know, I fill them in as much as I know about you. And oh yeah, we've talked or we've you know da da da. But sometimes people, you know, the Jesus people, right? I mean, Taylor, the Jesus people, they're like, have they bought into Jesus yet? Now, let's let the cat out of the bag here for a second, because, you know, let's be honest about this. People want to know, you know, what's happening in your life spiritually. And Sabrina, I think you're pretty much on the same page where you were before, right? You're not a raving evangelical lunatic yet, are you?
No, not yet.
May I just say praise the Lord?
Yeah, I think I'd be scary as an evangelical lunatic.
Oh, yeah. Taylor, can I get an amen from you there? Can you imagine Sabrina as a raving evangelical lunatic?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
That sends shivers up my spine right there.
Yeah.
Taylor, what's been happening with you? I understand that you've had some maybe contact there with the sanctuary, or Greg Paul?
I have. I've been there a number of weeks. I go fairly regularly. Just kind of, exploring some options a little bit more.
Of all the churches that we went to, why did you end up kind of going back to Sanctuary and visiting with Greg Paul and the gang?
One of the problems I have with sort of evangelical church and whatnot is sort of the financial aspect and, you know, sort of the church for profit, and there's definitely none of that there. Everybody's a lot, you know, I find them more real just because they are sort of the more downtrodden individuals as opposed to, you know, putting on your Sunday best and going for a powwow.
Yeah, yeah. That's neat, man. Well, you know, Greg is a very cool guy. And, you know, I mean, and Sabrina, you've had some amazing chats with him, have you not?
I have, yeah, and we've been in touch via email. We were talking about him finishing his book and stuff like that. So
yeah, you guys are stars. You're in Greg Paul's latest book coming out next year, I think. How do you feel about that?
Very flattering. Really, really flattering.
Man, you never knew what you're getting into. Next thing you know, you're in a book. You're immortalized.
That's awesome.
Guys, look, we'll let you go here, but it's been good just to briefly catch up. Tell me about a Christmas highlight you're looking forward to just before we say goodbye. Taylor, Christmas highlight for you?
Turkey.
Typical male, eh? Typical male.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, and Sabrina?
Well, you mean aside from the drinking?
Cause yes.
I don't think that's just male.
Yes, no, that's right. Yep.
You know, I really dig the family time. You know, I don't get a lot of time to just sit and dedicate a few days to family and friends and seeing people, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Good, good. Well, look, just while I've got you guys on the phone, as I said, I'll let you go in a second here because we've got to move on to the other things, but while I've got you two on, that was quite an experience we all went through, this Five Churches experiment last year, but I want to take this opportunity to announce that next year, on the Drew Marshall Show, we are going to attempt something completely different and bizarre. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'm announcing for the first time on the Drew Marshall Show that 2008 will be the introduction of the Drew Marshall Show Preacher Idol.
Oh, no.
Yes, I love it.
This is what we're going to do, folks. We are going to ask for submissions from people. 10-minute videos. That means, you got to find someone technologically, you know, capable to do that kind of thing for you. 10-minute video clips of you delivering your best tell everyone about Jesus message, and we'll take all of those entries, and then we'll choose the top 10. We'll post those on our website and on YouTube. And then we're going to have a voting thing through our website. You can click on and vote on which one you think is the best, yada, yada, yada. The top three are going to have the opportunity to go to one of the large churches in the area and preach actually at the church. And the winner will also be able to, we are going to get you into one of the local Bible colleges to take a course of your, we'll give you a free course of your choosing at this Bible college. How cool is that?
That
sounds pretty fun.
Exciting, yeah?
Yeah, I think the concept here is I know that there are pew sitters who probably could do a better job at preaching God's word than those who have been up there and graduated from Knowledge College already. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
No, I probably agree with that. Yeah.
So for those of you who you know, people have said you've got a gifting, or maybe you thought you've got a big gifting, folks, next year, 2008, get ready for it. Preacher Idol on the Drew Marshall Show. Bum, bum, bum.
Beauty.
It'll be fun. Taylor,
are you going to be the Simon Cowell and turn them to pieces?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm looking forward to. Is just deflating someone's thoughts of the fact that they thought they were spiritually gifted in preaching. You know, the line I'm looking forward to is, yes, you're very gifted, but not in this area.
Oh, anyway, I'm sure it'll be fun.
Merry Christmas, Taylor and Sabrina. I wish you the best this year and over the holidays. Thanks again for joining us in that Five Churches experiment.
No
problem. Thank you.
Okay. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. That was good to catch up with those guys. Let's make another couple of calls here. And then Cliffy Clavin, John Ratzenberger, hopefully will join us around 3 o'clock.